the rest of the story. It was near Christmas time when Pete took his first round of big tests in the 10th grade, and in all subjects, I want you to remember this, in all subjects, all of them, he flunked. He failed. Every subject. But he had expected that he would. He'd passed his 9th grade final exams just barely. So maybe it was time, this teenager thought, for him to drop out of school. His school advisor, Mr. Healy, agreed. Pete was obviously not cut out for academia. As a child, he had read comic books, period. He did no homework, none. All through school, he had resisted the educational system. He had not responded to any of his subjects, least of all math and chemistry. He was utterly confounded by languages, including the spelling and grammar of his own native English. It seemed that nothing, but nothing, interested him to the point of his wanting to learn about it. But mainly, first and foremost, Pete was a lazy bones. He was one of those people who just plain did not care to get out of bed in the morning. And so Mr. Healy, Pete's advisor, advised him thus: quit school. Get a job. Perhaps working for a living will provide some sort of an education of its own. Well, this is the rest of the story. It's the middle of the 10th grade. After flunking all of his subjects, all of them, Pete did drop out of school. His parents, much disappointed, had nonetheless seen this coming from a distance. His father suggested Pete apply for a good, solid job, maybe a job in a bank, so Pete did. He started out as a teller. At first, it bothered him working with numbers all day, but after a while, he actually came to like that. Now, when did it happen? When did Pete first begin feeling embarrassed about his lack of an education? Well, to this day, he cannot recall the precise day and date, but this much he remembers very well. As time passed, he developed a deep sense of remorse over the wasted years of his youth, and in the fertile ground of his regret grew up a genuine hunger for knowledge, a profound desire to educate himself. The young man whose reading had been confined to comic books began devouring printed information on a wide range of serious topics. The 10th grade dropout, who had never bothered to speak properly nor to spell well, was now trying to. The teenager who had shunned homework since the first day of school was creating his own homework. And long before everyone in his life regarded him differently, respectfully, Pete would never wish his self-education to be interpreted as a recommendation. To this day, he preaches and pleads with any young person who will listen to stay in school. Please, he says, don't do as I did. Stay in school. Despite the fact that once upon a time, there was a lazy bones, there was a 10th grade dropout who had flunked in every subject, but who had to recover his own educational fumble, a teenage bank teller whose ardent, if belated, desire for self-improvement became the cornerstone of a most incredible journalistic career. You know Pete, you know him well, this utterly unmotivated boy who became the ultimately motivated man, as the now esteemed Peter Jennings of ABC. And now you know the rest of the story.